Kamala Harris, Trump is not reflective of our America and our values. By Pam Kee on June 27, 2019. Thursday during the Democratic candidates' debate on MSNBC, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, acknowledged that middle-class Americans would see a tax increase to pay for his Medicare for All proposal. Harris said, immediately on January 20, 2021, "We cannot forget our DACA recipients, and I'm going to start there. I will immediately by executive action reinstate DACA status and DACA protection to those young people. I will further extend protection for deferral of deportation for their parents and for veterans who we have so many who are undocumented and have served our country and fought for our democracy." She continued, "I will also immediately put in place a meaningful process for reviewing the cases for asylum and release children from cages and get rid of the private detention centers and ensure that this microphone that the President of the United States holds in her hand is used in a way that is about reflecting the values of our country and not about locking children up, separating them from their parents. And I have to say that we have to think about this issue in terms of real people. A mother who pays a coyote to transport her child through the country of Mexico facing unknown peril to come here, why would that mother do that? I will tell you, because she has decided for that child to remain where they are is worse. But what does Donald Trump do? He says, go back to where you came from. That is not reflective of our America and our values, and it's got to end." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kee.